I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast about the rapper Drake. This is Dan Ozzy from Noisy.
Hello, Dan.
Eric Sunderman.
That's me.
It's just us today.
It's just us today.
There weren't enough room for my opinions and another guest on today's episode.
This is one where you have a lot of thoughts.
I got a lot
about
of thoughts
Drake,
on this one.
The Sixth God. What specifically?
Well,
do you
I
have
feel like we've been
about?
Talking a lot about things that Drake is good at, whether or not he's good at. In a previous episode, we talked about if he's good at smoking weed or not.
Right.
We talked about previously if he was good at sex.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we put a poll on Twitter about that. Is Drake good at sex? The options were, I believe, he's very tender. No, he's terrible. And he's a virgin. He's a virgin one.
It's weird to imagine that when you would open up a question like that to the internet.
To the fine people of the web.
Yeah, and I mean, the internet is, as we know, full of people who are very thoughtful and
smart and informed decisions.
I mean, I'm sure the listeners of this podcast are extremely informed, and they don't have any
don't
opinions.
Insult our listeners.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I love you guys. And it's weird though that they would point to something and select an option that's kind of childish.
It's really weird that the internet was so willing to make fun of someone with no supporting evidence whatsoever. I find that very atypical of what I know of online.
Definitely. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, what kind of world do we live in where you could just dedicate a month every day to making fun of a pop culture figure?
A month every day? It feels like we're doing a whole month every single day.
Well, here we are in the Drake Chamber. What are we going to talk about?
Two-thirds into the podcast.
I think we might be even
further.
We're past
the two-thirds mark.
And just shout out to our listeners. If you've listened to every episode of this...
Good for you.
Good for you. I don't have any sort of award to give you, but you've accomplished something.
I want to point out that our producer, Rob, gave us some stats on where people are listening.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of listeners in Toronto.
Yeah, shout out to the Six.
So I know one resident of Toronto.
Who's that, Dan?
Drake, if he's listening. He could be one of those little blips on the
graph. He could be. I'm sure he is, you know.
Yeah.
Drizzy, if you're listening, we have an extra spot here.
But we don't have much time.
Yeah, we're
you
running out of time.
You have to basically hit us up over the next couple of days. We're wrapping this up soon.
We're wrapping it up. And to be honest, I'm a little bit offended that our hotline has not blinged yet.
We keep getting voicemails, by the way.
Keep calling.
Earlier this week, we just opened up the voicemail line and just let you guys just sound off on Drake. And we still keep getting them.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do something with those. And you're still welcome to call us if you want. I was listening to them this morning.
They're very funny.
Insightful things.
Yeah. Some not so insightful. Some hate speech a little bit here and there. But, you know, try to avoid that stuff. And come.
Yeah. But if you have good opinions.
Yeah. About Drake, the cultural figure.
So look, I want to get to our topic. Like I was saying, we've talked a lot about whether Drake is good at smoking weed. We talked about that with Krishna Andovolu from Weedakit. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of opinions on that.
Yeah, you don't smoke weed.
But I'll tell you something I do have a lot of opinions on, Drake's workout routine.
Yeah.
A while back, I think.
Yeah, tell us why you have opinions.
2 years ago, you guys started sending me Drake like workout videos and clips and stuff like that.
If you're not familiar, which you probably are if you're listening to a podcast that is every day a month for about Drake, the Six God likes to post pictures of himself in the gym on his own Instagram.
Right. Now, it's kind of fucked up about how skewed our perceptions of gender are, because if a woman did this, it would be like, oh, there's a thirst selfie. But when Drake's doing it, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a thirst trap. So 2 years ago, you guys basically prompted me to critique his workout routine through what we had available on the internet. And a guy with a byline called That Guy at the Gym.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
Who is that? Published an article on Noisy called Drake's Workout Routine.
Yeah, I guess we just blew the gasket on this.
Yeah.
Because that guy at the gym is...
We outed it.
Is
we
you.
Out, yeah.
Damn.
No, awesome. Okay.
So
it was,
wait,
it's a character, though.
Yeah, it's a character. Well, so, and also an important thing to know is that if you are a listener of this podcast, you don't know what we look like. So something that is important to keep in mind is that Dan Ozzie is... jacked.
Thanks, pal.
He's so strong.
Can I say, though, that you know how you keep a lot of you and the guests, a theme that keeps coming up is that you identify with Drake, and that's why you both like him and hate him.
Yes.
You see things about yourself that you don't like in him. You see things about yourself that you identify with.
Exactly.
This is where I feel like I connect with this guy, because I looked it up. He's about my height and weight.
Yeah.
What
can are you comfortable
well,
sharing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I looked up Drake weight. And I think it's lowballing him a bit. It says his height is 5'11" and 0.74, which is what I am. And then he says he weighs 172. I think he weighs a little bit more than 172.
Yeah, you think
I
so?
I think he's more closer to 185.
Yeah, he's really beefed up these last couple of years.
This was from August 24th, 2016. So,
I mean, he's swole.
So, but I feel like we have about the same body type, which is why a lot of the things that I see that he posts on Instagram frustrates me, because I'm like, you're not doing enough cardio. You're not like I'm picking apart his workout routine because it's my own faults that I'm seeing in through Drake.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you why does this all bug you so much?
Because I'm looking at what he's doing sometimes and I'm like, you've done 6 arm days in a row.
Yeah.
Do a fucking leg day.
Do a leg
but
day.
But I get that because leg day is hard. Nobody fucking wants to do leg day. It's
right.
A tiring workout.
Ooh, can I want to quote in one of my favorite Dan Ozzie quotes.
Sure.
Was once when he was talking about why he lifts, and he said something about internet commenters is why I do squats.
You gotta, when you're at the bottom, you gotta think about something, man.
Yeah.
Maybe Drake thinks about this podcast. I don't know.
He's definitely working
like
out right now.
Drake, are you listening to this in the gym? So again, it's not that this is great for an audio podcast, but if you want to follow along and look at the article, Drake's workout routine is shit. I posted a bunch of either his own Instagram things from his own account, his own Instagram or his own Vine, RIP, and I want to just go through them. And maybe if you're at home looking to get in shape, maybe this will even help you out. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a self-help. Oh, the deck on this is very good too. Just last name leg day, first name never.
Yeah. Thank you for acknowledging that. All right. So the first piece of evidence I want to start with is he's on a – this is a Vine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from a while ago. Maybe his – just being on Vine, inherently we know that this is dated.
Yeah.
So maybe he's gotten better since then. But what we're looking at here is him doing a one-rep bench press on the Smith machine with a trainer. A lot going on that I want to describe because it's only 6 seconds.
Yeah. One, can you explain what a Smith machine is?
Sure. A Smith machine is like a bench press, except it's on a guided track so that you can't really go forwards or back. You're just go. The Smith machine has a bit of a stigma among like meatheads as it being too like easy.
Well, it's like bowling with the.
It's kind of a little bit like that.
The gutters block.
You definitely can do more weight on it because you have less like your your body nerves are not shaking around. It's like your stabilizer muscles, but then again, you're not working certain muscles in it. Okay. So he's got on the bar, we can only see one side, but I'm assuming he's got the same weight on both sides. But he's got, and this is just the dumbest fucking thing. This encapsulates Drake, because he's got a 45 plate, then he's got a 35 and a 25 and two 10s. So
why didn't he?
Yeah, just use a fucking another 45.
Yeah.
So it's hard to actually calculate how much weight. Like, if this was on a regular bar, that would be.
Well, the bar's 45.
The bar's 45, so that would be 265. But it's lessened on a Smith machine because it takes away some of the pressure.
Right, yeah.
And he's got this trainer. And it's a one rep. Oh, God. Okay. First of all,
you could see Dan on his face.
I'm right worked now. Up about this. Because first thing, this trainer should be fired.
Yeah. Do you think he's a trainer or do you think he's just a member of OVO?
Oh, I guess not, because he's got an OVO shirt.
Yeah, he might just be spotting Drake.
First of all, his legs are just wailing around this whole time. As everybody knows. And I just want to not undersell Eric. Eric, you played football in high school.
Yeah, no, I know how to lift. Yeah.
If you walked into the gym with this, would your coach let you get away with this?
No way. He also doesn't go all the way to the chest.
Aren't you supposed to go all
the way to the chest?
Yeah, no, he stops a little
bit. You're not supposed to crush it, but
you're not supposed to let it rest on your chest, and you're not supposed to bounce off of it.
Right.
I'll let that part of it slide. The legs, though, are really bumming me out.
Right.
Because he's got noodle legs. He's just bouncing around. He's just doing that.
Yeah. Well. It's not good.
It's not good. It might not even be him. We can't see his face.
It's true. We can't see it. And honestly, and I know Drake's beefed up in the last couple of years, and this vine is a couple years old, but his arms look like quite skinny.
Oh yeah, and they're not holding the bar right.
Oh, you can see a tattoo though. That's true. It isn't holding the bar right either.
Nope. You gotta have your wrist directly under it. This is bending his wrist back. That's too much pressure.
Everything about this is bad.
All right, let's keep going though. Here's his deadlift form. Okay.
Can you explain what people know what deadlifts are?
Sure,
people know
what deadlifts.
If you haven't seen the Olympics,
ripping the weight off the floor.
Yeah.
Here he's got 225, which is not an impressive amount for his body size. It's a good warm up.
I think when I was in high school, I deadlift like almost 600 pounds.
Wow.
I just want to say that. So, like,
is there any video of this? Because I would love
no,
to
there
see
isn't.
This.
But I had good form.
All right. Well, let's take a look, Eric. Here he goes.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
So now.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Man, look at his back.
He's jerking it.
This looks like this is kind of making my back hurt.
Yeah.
Watching this. Because he's kind of got this arch going on.
I'm not an expert deadlifter, but I think anybody that was a professional weightlifter is going to look at this and immediately tell you that his back is wrong.
It's so
bad. You
got to
get your ass down.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that they tell you is, like, ass goes down and flat
he's
back.
Fuck his back up.
Not using a weightlifting belt at all here.
This is like... Oh, this is bad. This is you know, when you say you're moving or you're lifting boxes or doing something, and they say lift your legs, like that's essentially what a deadlift is. Mm-hmm. And this is, he's just doing everything wrong here. His arms are too far wide, too.
Oh, for sure.
Because you got to keep them about, you know, shoulder width. They're too wide. And he's just.
And then also.
You're supposed to, like, throw your pelvis forward a little bit too, right?
Your ass goes down.
Yeah.
That's what he's not getting. You can tell it's bad because one of the recommended videos after it finishes is 5 most common deadlift mistakes.
And it looks exactly like just did.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, so let's keep going here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just an Instagram he posted of himself doing pull-ups. I don't really have much critique of this except that I think this was a staged photo.
Yeah, that's definitely not in the action.
No, there's no tension on his muscles. If he was really just pulling up.
That's just a thirst trap right there.
Yeah, he's showing off his tattoos.
He looks hot. Like, it looks
I don't think so. I think he's got terrible tattoos on his back. Yeah. What? Can you explain these? We have to do an episode on his tattoos. He's got the OVO owl. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
Who's this photorealistic picture of?
I can't actually tell. I don't know. I haven't updated myself on Drake's tattoos recently.
We got to get on that.
But I know he has... No, I can't tell who that is. Is that his mom? I think he has a tattoo of his mom somewhere.
Okay.
But that's
like
not his mom.
A child photo. Yeah. Is that a child? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I can't tell.
Whatever he's trying to show off here, it's not... All right.
Okay.
Now we got V-bar rows, which this is another back exercise. Maybe he was doing this on back day two. That's where you would take the cables and pull them in towards your body. It looks like he's actually got pretty good form here. He looks like he has a trainer who is doing what a trainer is supposed to do and sort of like positioning his back to optimize the muscle tension. But I can't stop looking at these calves.
Yeah.
He's skipping leg day is the thing.
It's his, he looks like a classic guy at the gym right now who's just all beefed up on top and then he's got sticks for legs.
Yeah. And look, calves are maybe the hardest muscles to work out. I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not easy.
But you can't.
But if maybe he was doing his fucking deadlifts right, you know, he wouldn't have such wimpy looking calves. No disrespect.
All right. Now here we got him doing some easy bar curls. He's pretty much just holding the bar. He's got 45s on each side, and that easy bar, I think, weighs 15. So we're looking at 105. So it's a decent amount of weight.
Yeah.
But, if I were posting a photo of myself, I'm not much for posting photos of myself at the gym. I think that's corny. I don't do it, if you notice.
I mean, I wish you would.
I'll send you a Dropbox. But I would start to pull up a little bit so that my biceps flexed and looked a little bigger. He's just kind of like, it looks like he just thought of, you know, I don't know. Sometimes when you're at the gym, you try to clear your brain, but then sometimes you just think of something that takes you out of it, and he looks like he's just like, did I pay my electric bill?
Yeah, he's got definitely has the face that he makes on the Take Care cover going on right now.
But with
weights
in his hands.
That's like pretty introspective. He's like kind of looking down, and it's almost like he's kind of got the weird little duck face thing going, and it's weird because he's holding 105 pounds.
If this photo was cropped here at his chest, what would you guess he was doing underneath here?
Like getting ready to do it.
Okay, that's not where I was going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He just had a look.
Here's another barbell curl one.
That one, he looks like he's looking at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, sort of hard to see. This one's a little dark. I don't know. Another bicep one here.
More curls. Drake does
looks
like to
he's
do
in
curls.
In the same place he was in this photo. Yeah. So this is just like the two angles of this one shot here. Something else we learned about Drake here is that he's the kind of guy who just leaves the fucking weights all over the gym, just uses the dumbbells and then just leaves them wherever the fuck. All right.
That's not good. That's not good form.
Here's another bicep one. Again, he's holding, it looks like 25s, which is not a super lot, but a good warm-up weight for biceps. And he's just holding them down. And again, if I were to be posting these photos, first of all, also he has his shirt off.
Yeah, he does have his shirt off. He looks good.
He looks pretty good. I would curl them, though.
Yeah. I mean, do you think he's doing curls here, or is he doing...
Oh, maybe. Eric, I didn't even think about that.
butterflies.
Delt raises.
Is that what they're called?
Maybe he is. Maybe he is.
But to be fair, too, he does his face.
At least, yeah.
He looks like he's actually working out.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
photo.
Yeah. It doesn't look like he just came from like you know, a funeral here. Yeah. He's serious about working out. Maybe right. he is. You're right. You know what, Eric?
You know, maybe he's doing that.
Here we got another bicep curl.
Yeah.
Which
and he's looking at his arm doing it.
This is enough.
Yeah.
You've got to, you can't be doing
he's
arm day every day.
Curling more. It's, yeah.
It's no good for your arms. You're not going to, you got to let them rest. I'm worked up. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, can we pause for a second? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, why is it, like you talked about this, but what is bugging you? Like, why do you care so much about what a pop star's, like, workout routine
You know
routine
why I think
is?
I care? Look, because this one, the same reason that you said, we said earlier, which is that, like, I see my own workout faults in him. But what makes me mad is that, like, I can't afford to have, like, the best trainer in the world train me.
Yeah.
This is a guy who, as we've discussed, flew a vape expert to his house to teach him how to vape.
Yeah.
Fly fucking, you know, Victor Martinez or somebody to teach you how to deadlift.
So you think that he's just kind of like, it's like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing?
Like, you could, this is like beginner's workout. Mm. Like, you could have the best possible trainer. You could be at the best possible gym. Your form should look great. Yeah. He looks good.
He looks
good. But there's no definition on him. Mm-hmm. He's not eating right. You can tell that.
So you think that it's just like, it's like,
too much carbs.
What could, like, it's like, oh, what could be.
He's not realizing his full potential.
Right.
And
okay.
I want to say, Drake, if you're listening, let's go work out.
Yeah. I would love to see Drake and you work
would
out.
Would we film that?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put it on Viceland.
We'll put it on Viceland at the gym with Drake and Dan.
Here's another one.
More curls.
More bicep
coming
up. Here he's on the preacher curl machine or the preacher curl bar machine. I mean, he's just kind of hanging out there, getting that flex. He's doing the trick where he lets the mat pump his arms out a little bit.
Yeah, to show him look like he's a little beefier.
I also want to point out that last photo, this one here, he just posted a similar one since this article has run. Kind of similar. He's got more tattoos now.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
got a bunch
more
tattoos.
Yeah,
now.
No, he's upgraded his tattoo game in the last year or so.
He looks stronger too.
Yeah. Do you think he might be improving?
Maybe. But again, like, you ever see, like, some, like, 50 Cent is, like, the most ripped dude ever. Like, he's probably got people training him.
Yeah.
Like, Drake, get the, like, you hire all the right people, as we talked about. You got 40 in the studio.
Yeah.
What are you doing at the gym? Get somebody who knows.
He needs
doing.
To get a 40, but for him as his workout.
Drake, I could be your workout buddy.
Yeah,
like I'll spot you.
Right.
Like sometimes you'll be like, "Hey, can you spot me?" And I'll be like, "Well, we're in the shower. This is weird. I'll spot you on the
I'll spot you." All right. Okay. What else do we got?
All right. Now we got him doing a prower push.
Well, this is interesting.
It's a motion shot.
Yeah, it's a motion shot, and it's also the first time outside of the deadlift that I could see him like exercising his lower body in some way.
Mm-hmm. Just pushing the prower. Not a lot of weight on it.
No.
It looks like a 45 and a 25.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I this is his cardio, I guess.
Yeah.
This looks like early days of Drake working out.
I think. He's just kind of getting it started. Still not there. Not very impressive.
And then
he's doing ropes here.
The shoulder ropes, which I never do.
Why not?
You know what? It looks a little clownish, but that's sort of like Drake's thing. Like, Drake will be corny.
So you're concerned with looking clownish in the gym?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Is this a good workout to
do? I don't know.
I don't know? I feel like it's good. I feel like movement is always a good thing. Right? You know?
But, yeah.
Ropes again.
So that's it. That's what we got from Drake. He's gotten in better shape since this article ran 2 years ago. Maybe it inspired him.
Maybe he read this and he was like, "Well, fuck Dan Ozzie."
He's like, "Oh, that guy at the gym got it right."
He knew that you wrote it, though.
Yeah.
Well, what do you hope? Why do you think Drake posts him, himself working out to Instagram. What do you think he's doing, or why do you think he's doing that?
Well, I mean, clearly he thinks he looks good. Yeah. And that's good. It's good to be body positive. I want to be clear that I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think he's getting in better shape. But also, as we've mentioned, Drake does pretty much everything in his life for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just flexing the goods.
Just flexing the goods.
And that's cool. That's not for me.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that.
Yeah. So okay, all right.
But I feel like also Drake, Drake, he doesn't have that much time left in his prime. This is, again, like just seeing myself in him.
Seeing yourself in him.
Soon, you know, like you start to hit peaks at a certain age. You start to hit plateaus. I feel like Drake needs to really up his game.
Because Drake started to get swole a few years ago. It was like around, I think, when this article came out. So I wonder if there's like a reflection of this in his music in a certain way.
How so?
Like, I wonder, like, this was it this article, 2014?
2015.
Yeah. So this was right around, if you're reading this coming mm-hmm. out, which is kind of like Drake's like most turn up mm-hmm. record. And so I wonder if, like, as Drake was getting swole, he was listening to more upbeat music. Mm. Or, like, he was kind of trying to shed the like, soft image, you know?
What I do find funny is that, like, after this ran, which, by the way, this article is fairly satirical. I don't like, we're not really yelling at Drake for his workout routine. But also, like, after it ran, I just am getting flashbacks to all the people who are like commenting on it to defend Drake. And I remember it was good that we did it anonymous, because I started getting all these trainers who were like tweeting at us.
Oh, really?
And being like, look, man, Drake is trying. Like, you know, you can't humble somebody at the beginning. And that's true, too. I want to encourage him.
Well, what do you say to that then? Like, what do you say to those trainers?
I think you should work with Drake, because maybe Drake is like smoking weed. Maybe he's just like, oh, I know how to do this. I don't need anybody to tell me how to do this.
Right. Okay.
Which is cool. I think going to the gym is a good, like, solitary experience. Mm-hmm. But again, if I were Drake, I would hire a great trainer.
Yeah.
I would have all my meals prepared out. That's part of it too.
Yeah. But he's just not, eating right.
He's not eating right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's eating better now. I don't know.
Maybe he's eating better now.
Also, I want to just a place to give Drake credit.
Mm-hmm.
He tours. It's very hard to eat on the road, eat right, and to train right on
and
the road.
And to train right on the
so
road.
So maybe he's using a lot of hotel gyms.
So you're flipping right now, and you're basically being like, well, good, I'm glad that Drake is trying now. He wrote this whole article calling his workout routine shit, and now the conclusion is that we're happy that Drake
is improving, right? So we have to recognize that he's putting the work
it's
in.
It's true. He's putting the work in, and he's evolving.
I mean, look at this. When was this Vine taken?
It's horrible.
June 5th, 2015.
Yeah.
So that was over 2 years ago. I got to think he would not ever post something like this anymore.
Yeah, he's beyond that.
So anyways, Drake, if you're listening, we want to say congrats on all the gains, bro.
Yeah, congrats on the gains. And we don't really know how this connects to your music.
I mean, how doesn't it, though?
But exactly. That's kind of exactly what I was going with, you know?
Well, Drake, if you, as always, we're going to end by just inviting him to hang out. If you want to come hang out, we'll do the podcast. We'll get a lift in.
Yeah.
Maybe an arm day. I know you're a big fan
big
of that.
Big arm day guy.
Maybe we'll do a leg day, too.
Maybe do a leg day.
In. I don't see any squats videos of Drake. You notice that? You ever notice that?
No, I noticed that. Yeah.
All right. Maybe he's got a lower back sciatic injury. I don't know. Let's talk about that, Drake. We can help each other out here. We mm-hmm. can be gym buddies. Call the podcast number.
Yeah.
And we will hit it. All right. This has been another episode of October's Very Own.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe and like. Tune in later when we talk about something else.
Yeah. That and if you listen to this episode at the gym, you will see the gains right away.
Exactly.
All right. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.